InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Gentlemen, the battle is joined. The tectonic forces of liberty are erupting, are rising. Ladies and gentlemen, we are transmitting worldwide. Thanks to all your support on this live Sunday, September 5th transmission. I'm going to be here hosting both shows for the next 4 hours. And we have some major, major developments. Regulators now in 10 countries in just 5 days. Including the U.S., the EU, and, of course, the U.K. So that's the EU's a lot more than just one country. So is the U.K. It's 3 countries. Europe's 25 countries have banned under 16s having the deadly COVID-19 shots and the booster shots and on and on, saying it's dangerous. The wheels are coming off, and then they put out a huge panic story Friday, because Joe Rogan was the number one news story in the world, saying he got better in basically a day with ivermectin, which is what I've experienced, many others have experienced, just a couple days max. My parents were almost dead, didn't even tell me they were sick for a week with COVID. I go over there, get them on ivermectin, get them on inhalable steroids and other stuff that I got prescriptions for them with a doctor. I had doctors go to their house. Within a day, my dad was putting furniture together that had just gotten delivered, complex furniture. I wouldn't even do that. He loves doing it. They are suppressing this. I have a whole stack of mainline U.S. government-sponsored studies on ivermectin being an incredible antiviral. They just don't want you having any hope. And so they ran this story that was that the minute I saw it Friday night, I said, that is very suspect on a little TV station in Oklahoma. And I said, I bet they got paid money to do that, because a lot of the local news is really just paid propaganda. A lot of national news is. And I noticed there was no video of the hospitals overwhelmed. There was no evidence. So people started making calls to hospitals, started making calls to the TV station, including a reporter we work with that's going to be in studio with us coming up later. She's coming up to the studio right now. Christy Lee is going to be on with us. And it turns out the doctor had not worked at the hospital chain in 2 months, and they did not treat one person for ivermectin poisoning or overdose. So they ran this headline all over the national news, on MSNBC, CNN. Oh, my God, lines of people at the hospital. Gunshot victims can't get in. People having babies can't get in, because there's thousands in one area of Oklahoma, but funny, not around the rest of the country, that just can't get in. They show stock footage. We looked it up with stock footage, and it was all fake. Hospital put a letter out and said he hasn't worked here in months. He has a very low rating. And no one ever came here with ivermectin poisoning. The thing is 1,000,000,000%, 100% fraudulent. But it's been run in every damn newspaper, from Business Insider to the Washington Post. And I've been viciously attacked with it as well. They have just called me every name in the book over all of this. It has just been totally and completely out of control and insane. I've been in thousands of articles, printed in the top 10 on Twitter and Facebook, saying Jones eats horse paste on air. By the way, since you say it, I didn't do that. I got it from a medical prescription. My name's on this prescription from a medical doctor. I did take ivermectin on air. It's very good for you. It's by the way, anti-cancer is what the experts say. But I got the horse paste one right here. It's the same molecule. I'm going to take this on air later, so... In fact, I'm going to take the whole thing. I'm not recommending you do this. Talk to your physicians. But I used to work for a large animal vet. Gosh, that's a long time ago, 30-something years ago. I'm really old now, like 35 years ago for a couple of years. And he used to say, take it if you got the flu or whatever. Well, I'm going to down the whole thing going up. Stay with us.
In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders.
because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages, and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, September 5th. The year is 2021, and we have got one hell of a transmission lined up for you tonight. I've been doing my syndicated radio show for about 25 years. I've been on air 28 years now. Coming up in a month, it'll be 28 years. And I have been doing a Sunday show for 12 years or 13 years now, from 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Going back during the election, now already 10 months ago, 11 months ago, we started doing Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m. with Owen Schroyer. It's only 6 minutes of ads an hour for that, just the local breaks. For local TV and radio stations, we cut all our breaks out. I will be hosting that with a very special in-depth interview and more coming up in the 6 to 8 o'clock transmission that we call Sunday Live. This is the Alex Jones Show that you're tuned into right now. And, of course, I host my weekday broadcast 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Harrison Smith does a great job with American Journal, 8 a.m. Central. And, of course, Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central to 6 p.m. Central weekdays. We intend to add more shows and expand in the near future thanks to your support. And, of course, we have freeworldnews.tv. That is the mirror of band.video, but band.video, that URL is banned to share on those platforms, but freeworldnews.tv is not. Okay, let me just, in this little segment, give you a prelude to what is coming up this evening for everybody. We have so much good news against the globalists and against the corporate fraud and against Big Pharma's insane rollout and the wheels coming off of it, and the fact that the world's waking up to it, and regulators in India and regulators in the EU and regulators in the US and regulators in the UK and regulators in Mexico and the Mexican president, regulators in Brazil and regulators in just all Asia, all over the world, regulators in Africa. The head regulators, millions of people marching all over the world as well. They are all demonstrating and protesting en masse all over the world. And you've got these regulators, the head scientist over the vaccine program at the FDA and his deputy, go public. Top virologists and say children should not take this, under 16 shouldn't take it, you shouldn't have booster shots. This is insane. And that's with what I told you 18, 19 months ago as I was reading the documents put out by Merck and Pfizer and all the rest of them until Merck dropped out. And they said, well, it's never worked to create a cold virus vaccine. You'll have to have them probably every month to 2 months. So I told you then they'll start announcing, oh, there's a booster needed. And then as soon as you hear a booster, oh, there's a fourth shot. Oh, there's a fifth. And now Pfizer's head has announced 5 shots a year on top of the 2. That's 7. And, of course, 3 of these in the studies they've now done, that they didn't do them prior, they've done them now, the British government did, show that 3 Pfizer shots lowers your immune system to 1/6 of what it was and turns off your killer T cells. It's the equivalent of having HIV. I mean, wow. So Big Pharma is erasing Europe's, the U.S., Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the U.K. The rest of the world will not take this so-called vaccine. So you got the regulators running to the exits. Isn't it funny that a document created that we'll be covering later, the SPARS 2023-2025 report, remind me, I got my researchers in there. When was SPARS? Was the SPARS in 2018? Yeah, 2017, and then it was public in 2018. That's right, my memory serves. It's live time. 2023 is 2020. So it's a two-year drill. 2023 is 2020 to 2022. And in it, it says the regulators will all resign, and it says then Afghanistan will fall and the Taliban will take over. I'm going to show you that today. And General Flynn used to head up the Defense Intelligence Agency and was the director for Trump, National Security Advisor. He read it and he said, yeah, after we pointed it out, he said, it is a war game battle plan, which it is. But now it's all coming true in live time. They say a year and a half into the pandemic, Afghanistan will fall and the Taliban will take over. Going to be showing you that today as well. Also, we've got all the major investigations. We've got India and Israel and a bunch of other countries side by side. Countries with 10% or less injection with COVID vaccines have basically no deaths and no problems now. And Israel, the highest vaccinated, has the highest deaths and highest problems, and the majority of the people dying have had the shot. So you hear them on the news saying, oh, well, the vaccine still lets you spread it and get sick, just as Oscar De La Hoya took both Pfizer shots and was almost dead. But it still makes the infection less bad. That's not true, because they just don't count people that die who've been vaccinated as dying of COVID. That's now come out. I mean, the magnitude of the lying is incredible. And we have investigative reporter Christy Lee in studio at 5:30 today in about an hour and 20 minutes. She called up a certain TV station in Oklahoma I'm going to tell you about now and when we come back. And she's got a breaking report that she'll be on air with live that will premiere. She called him up and interviewed him. Wait till you hear this. CNN, ABC News, NBC News, MSNBC, CNBC, the Young Turds, their turdlet Hassan Piker, all of them, they all reported that I'm completely insane. They tied me to it. And that I'm causing people, they tied me into it, to have mass overdoses in a hospital chain in Oklahoma. No other chains, no other places, no video, no proof. They said that thousands of people are hallucinating, their livers are failing, they're dying from taking ivermectin. And they had a doctor on TV via Skype, but didn't show any footage, didn't show any proof. So people started calling the hospital. We did. And it's a whole hospital chain. The doctor doesn't work there. And they said, no, we've not had one person here with ivermectin. And quite frankly, other than having some COVID patients, we're not that busy. And no, we've got, and they told them, we've got like 100 plus ambulances on standby. And they put out a press release. Twitter's blocking the hospital's press release, so is Google. Because they're in a war with you and your family. You are an enemy of big tech, of big pharma, of big banks that have taken America over. They are a foreign takeover group. Well, Rolling Stone has had to retract. And in classic Orwellian fashion, they called an update with the hospital's message. And get ready for it. Not one person in the huge hospital chain of dozens of hospitals has been there with ivermectin poisoning. Not one person. Not one person. I'm going to read that for you, ladies and gentlemen. They did not treat any patients. He said thousands. He said pregnant women couldn't have babies. Ambulances couldn't get in, and they showed fake photos. I did a Google search on the photo that Rolling Stone used and the TV station used of people lined up wearing masks, and it was from another state a year ago and was also part of a fake photo op. We have caught them red super-handed. And I've got the press release right here from the hospital. It's on the front page of InfoWars.com. I suggest you share it. But they don't care. Rolling Stone retracted. But they didn't go in and change all their tweets and things. And this story is everywhere. And there are literally hundreds of articles now saying, arrest me, sue me, that because I took ivermectin live on air Friday, prescribed to me by my doctor. When, yes, everyone's asking. I love the national news goes, no one knows if Jones had COVID. No one knows he even took ivermectin. It's just a two-minute clip. Well, dumbasses, you could have gone to my actual show Friday. Millions of people did at InfoWars.com/show or hundreds of radio stations and TV stations and seen the whole segment where I explained it all. But we'll do it later. But I do have the actual paste as well. I'm going to take the whole thing. I don't recommend you do this, but we'll see if I die. Of course, I won't. I'll be totally fine. I called. I checked.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years. It is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. This headline is not a joke. This is America in September of 2020. DC court sends man to jail for watching conspiracy theory videos online. Yes, it says the police did a spot check for, quote, compliance at his home and found him in his garage watching Rumble social media site, which they say is a conspiracy site. Also, he admitted to watching Mike Lindell's three-day cyber symposium. Yes, it was part of the conditions of his bail. The judge said he could not look at any videos questioning the election. No joke. And so they sent the Stasi to his house and caught him doing it. So now he's going into solitary confinement. Communism has come to America. The Republic has fallen.
I'm not funded by George Soros. I'm not funded by the Democratic Party. I'm funded by you. We got great products you need. We got great stuff for your immune system and your body and just stuff that's essential for general health, like vitamin mineral fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, and all the key amino acids for adults, children, old folks. You absorb more of it than pills because it's liquid form and it tastes great. Ready to ship to you now, 33% off, and VasoBeats back in stock. Great for your heart, great for your liver, cardiovascular, creates nitrous oxide in the blood, super beet concentrate, 50% off. Pollen Block back in stock, natural antihistamine, 40% off. And of course, we have X2, totally essential deep earth crystal, iodine, it's discounted, and pure turmeric formula, the liquid extract as well, it's discounted and back in stock. Activated charcoal toothpaste and activated charcoal toothpaste mouthwash with all the essential oils, those are 33% off as well. You can call toll free 888-253-3139, or you can go to InfoWarsStore.com. We got a lot of great other products on the site as well, so be sure and check those out today.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the most banned broadcast in the world. The tip of the spear against the globalists, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. Okay, next segment I'm going to start getting into the huge hoax story and why it's such a window into the globalist mindset and why they would engage in such premeditated, organized frauds on purpose. Through Newsweek, they got sold years ago and is now just a PR firm, and this local TV station with this doctor telling 100% fake lie on purpose. What's really behind that? We'll get into it next segment, and then we have an investigative report on the ground from Oklahoma coming up with our reporter we're working with, Christy Lee. So look for that bottom of the next hour in about 60 minutes or about 70 minutes from now. But let's get into big picture, okay? How big a deal is it to have the regulators in the United States, in the UK, in Europe, and a bunch of other places saying, do not give under 16s the Pfizer or Moderna shots or any of these other shots that Fauci and the CDC and the National Institute of Allergies created? Because they're the ones that told them what they wanted done. These vaccines were already developed, these gene therapies at Wuhan lab. That's what Fauci's been doing. This is a larger plan where the pandemic, which wasn't a pandemic, then gets you to take the, quote, vaccines that then erase your immune system. So you've got to keep taking these gene therapies on a monthly basis. And now Pfizer has announced pills on a daily basis. 2 years, two shots, a booster every 5 months, a twice daily pill, and quarantine camps for suspected cases to slow the spread. That's what Tim Pool had to say about it, and that's what's happening. I have right here the head of Pfizer, CEO of Pfizer, has now stated you will require 3 booster shots per year. We've got the video clip. Wonder how people feel now about being coerced into 2 and now being told they're not fully vaxxed. Virus czar calls to begin readying the 4th vaccine in Israel. I played you the health minister in Australia saying, oh, you'll be getting shots every few months now. Played that last week. COVID vaccine passports to start in England this month. This is a total rollout. And by the way, the UN and the Journal of Nature have come out and called for carbon lockdowns and said that this was all a drill to prepare you to be controlled by apps on your phone, and you'll have your own carbon calories that track everything you do and tax everything you do. We'll be getting to that report as well. I've actually got the study right here. There it is, personal carbon allowances. Now, if you're a listener here, you're going, Jones, you've been talking about that for 20 years. I know, it's in the Rockefeller Foundation. It's in the Operation Lockstep. It's in Klaus Schwab's books, but now we're living it. And that's my biggest frustration before I hit all this important news. In fact, I meant to take this right at the start of the show. I'm going to do it now, 23 minutes in, and I'm going to just say this. I'm going to be very calm about it. But if we don't grasp this, we have no future. This is an organized global corporate takeover of not just countries, not just businesses, not just other corporations, not just a vertical integration, not just a consolidation of power. This is a takeover of our very bodies, a takeover of our very cells. And Klaus Schwab isn't just the head of the Fortune 100. He's the former head of the UN Biological Diversity Agenda 21 board. And he's the former head of the Bilderberg Group, the most powerful secret group in the world that I and Jim Tucker were the first to expose. Till about 10 years ago, the media said it didn't exist. Now in his own bio, he says, I head up the Bilderberg Group. So the Davos Group is the externalization of what they want. And I was at Bilderberg 10 years ago covering in a town north of London, beautiful rolling hills. And they brought in a statue at the five-star hotel because I was there days before they came. They threw me out. Got to dig up that footage and play it. And they brought in a sculpture of a skeleton, a human being absorbed by a machine and eaten like the movie The Thing, with its face stretching and its teeth all nightmarish, being gobbled up by a machine. And on his own bio on the Davos Group website, he says, we're going to capture your countries and capture your freedom, and you won't make decisions, and you'll own nothing, and you'll have nothing. There it is, capture of democracy and structures and institutions. So all the liberals and all the corporatists and all the leftists that claim they're anti-establishment and claim, oh, you know, they're censoring the right-wingers because, you know, we're evil racists, that's all crap. They work for the big mega banks. They work for the big takeover system. And they're building a dystopia and a post-human world. So Senator Hawley, Senator Paul, Senator Grassley, who claims to be good, Senator Cruz, these are all smart men, as smart as I am, probably smarter. And they say very little about this being a UN global corporate takeover of the planet. That's why there's censorship by big tech. And that's why legacy media, dinosaur media, works with big tech. And that's why they're taking over local governments. And that's how they're taking over the federal government. And that's how they're taking over all the institutions. And they're building a horrible post-human future at the end of it. I mean, their ideology is public. Bill Gates, Ted Turner, Klaus Schwab say 90% reduction in humans, bare minimum, by 2030. They say that'll cure poverty, all right, because they're going to kill everybody. And you're like, how are they going to get that done? Back when they said it at Rio de Janeiro in 1992. Well, they said in 2020, Agenda 21, you're now in the year 2021, they launch the global breakdown of society, the post-industrial world. Type in the UN's goal of post-industrial world. You'll get their white papers, their reports. It'll be on their website. You understand? If you're a radio listener, you hear me saying all this. The crew is in there just searching whenever I say, showing you the UN website, showing you the Rockefeller website. And this is about the UN. The UN now runs our policy, runs what you're allowed to say, what doctors can say, what Senator Paul, who's a medical doctor, comes out and talks about how learned immunity, your body's natural immunity, is better than a vaccine immunity, and they censor him, saying that's not approved by the UN. Well, who controls the UN? Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab. I mean, this is incredible. We are being conquered by a multinational force that tells us in the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times that they're looking forward to the end of humanity and the forced extermination, not of 90%, but the voluntary extinction movement of all of us. But of course, it's not really voluntary. And all these remaking and reboosting of Bill Gates by the Vanderbilt heir, Anderson Cooper, on 60 Minutes. It's disgusting. And then Bill Gates is underwriting all those programs and paying for that because he's tax exempt. All right, we come back. I'm going to get last segment of this hour now into the biggest hoax ever that they've been caught with their pants down, saying thousands dead and dying, hospital lines everywhere, ivermectin ODs everywhere. And the hospital group said it's a total hoax, not one ivermectin patient, and the doctor doesn't work there. I mean, but it's still, they're going to keep putting it on the news everywhere because they don't want you to protect yourself. They want to kill you and your family.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization, Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com. Even more than Trump, Mike Lindell has been out there exposing the fact that the 2020 election was stolen. And his symposium was amazing. 90+% of the information was accurate and was damning and was groundbreaking. A few poison pills, a few pieces of disinfo were slipped in to try to discredit the whole thing. Folks, I'm surprised the conference even happened. They had infiltrators and others that really disrupted it and tried to shut it down because Mike Lindell is over the target. And you're over the target when you support his important investigation that is every American's right to do to contest an election if you think that there was issues. Look what the Democrats have done over the years. And he's continuing his investigations and continuing his work, so it's more important than ever to support what he's doing at MyPillow.com and to support InfoWars at the same time with promo code Alex. Up to 66% off on hundreds of amazing Made in America products at MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. So check it out today.
Record numbers of free humans across the planet, from Australia to Germany to the United States to Canada to Mexico, from Brazil to South Africa, understand we're under a great reset UN globalist attack. But none of our leaders, other than Bolsonaro and Trump a little bit, seem to understand that. And so no one is addressing the fact that this is a 21st century corporate economic war on the general population and the conversion of the planet into a high-tech technocracy with a global ID, global medical system, global medical control ID, and, of course, a carbon tax that's tied to that, the Tracture Every Movement. This is their takeover. They've admitted it. They've said it. Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, is on TV yesterday saying this is an environmental takeover plan, and the whole lockdowns have just taught you to prepare for climate lockdowns. So they're announcing their takeover. We've got to resist it and say no. Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, the factory can only get limited supplies, so again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product. We need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, they have been really demonizing me all over national news, saying I took ivermectin on air and I'm going to hurt people and I'm a bad person. Consult your own physician. I'm my own person. The leftists want you to be able to kill your own baby. They want to be able to suicide people just because they're depressed. But, oh, if you listen to the thousands of medical doctors and hundreds of studies that it's a powerful antiviral, you're a bad person. These people don't care about you. They want to enslave you. They want to control you. They want to kill you. So start of the next hour, we're going to have something special for you on that front. So I've got the prescription human ivermectin, and I've got the insert that comes with the stuff from Tractor Supply or your feed store or your veterinarian, and it's the same molecule. Horses drink water, we drink water. Horses breathe air, we breathe air. And I'm going to take some of this, start of the next hour, just to illustrate it and take the fear away. But I'm telling you, I would go to a doctor if you want to get ivermectin. I'm not going to give you medical advice for you and your family. I'm just going to illustrate that my family and I took it, and it was amazing and knocked out the COVID in like a day. Same thing for Joe Rogan, and they don't want you to know that. They don't want you to know about the Japanese studies and the Japanese government. They don't want you to go to the NIH website. and type in ivermectin study. Oh, on the front, they tell you, don't take it, you're not a horse. But when you type in and look at all the government-sponsored studies, there's literally hundreds of them. And the vast majority, 99%, are positive. Okay, let's get into the meat and potatoes here, what we're facing. Here is the late, great George Carlin, decades ago, laying out what's really going on with the media and all the germophobia. Here it is.
It's just one more way of reducing your liberty and reminding you that they can f*** with you anytime they want, as long as you put up with it. As long as you put up with it. Which means, of course, anytime they want. Because that's what Americans do now. They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing. Germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from in this country? Have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu. And Americans, they panic easily. So now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. Besides, what do you think you have an immune system for? It's for killing germs. But it needs practice. It needs germs to practice on. So listen. If you kill all the germs around you and live a completely sterile life, then when germs do come along, you're not going to be prepared. And never mind ordinary germs. What are you going to do when some super virus comes along that turns your vital organs into liquid? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to get sick, you're going to die, and you're going to deserve it because you're f***ing weak and you got a f***ing weak immune system.
By the way, that's what all the science shows. The new Israeli study, natural immunity to COVID 13 times better. The shots lower your immunity each time. Two shots lowers it to 1/6 of your previous immune system. And now they want you to take them every few months. That's coming up next hour. I'm going to be getting into that, how diabolical all this is, how Australia and Europe are building COVID camps, so is the U.S., and how nightmarish this is. But just in case you didn't know, here's a little short clip of myself 11 years ago in 2010 reading from the Rockefeller Foundation. By the way, they run the global COVID response to the U.N. That's who's above Bill Gates. The Rockefeller Foundation's own Operation Lockstep, describing the future world. That's how I predicted this.
The Alex Jones Show. There is a war on for your mind.
I mean, I'm not even worthy to be bringing you information this powerful, and I hope that you pay attention to what we cover here minute by minute, because I've had chills since last night. This just confirms everything else we've already researched. A Rockefeller study envisions future dictatorship controlled by elite, millions being killed, mandatory quarantines, checkpoints, the end of the family, everything that's in the other documents. But this dovetails with all the other Rockefeller Foundation documents about the GMO food to sterilize you and the forced vaccines and the hell we're already living in. This is going to continue to intensify until we take our governments back from these eugenics madmen. But that story is up on PrisonPlanet.com. The question is, will you have the courage to really do the research yourself? Because I don't want you to just sit here and hear me make these claims. These people are so arrogant that they write policy papers, so many of them, that they're producing these policy papers and reports and white papers so fast that you could never read them all. It is an open conspiracy against you and your family. I pray to God, I pray to my Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, every night to give me the strength and the will to be able to face this horror and to give me the strength to carry on, because I know why a lot of you don't want to look at this information and just want to comment on the YouTube videos or on message boards that I'm a liar. I know why, because it's scary. You're not going to be able to go to the ball games anymore.
And that's a minute and a half version of a 10-minute version that just goes through how they're going to slowly say first you got to take shots. Then when you take the shots, they still won't let you go outside. Now it's going to be a carbon tax that's attached to that. It's now officially been announced by Biden and by the U.S. government and by major universities. That's coming up next hour as well. But let's go to another clip here. Here's Klaus Schwab a few years ago, the head of the Bilderberg Group, the head of the Davos Group, the front man of this whole U.N. takeover. Here he is on CBS with Charlie Rose telling you about the GMO takeover of humanity, GMO humans.
The difference of this fourth industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you if you take a genetic editing, just as an example. It's you who are changed. Yeah, and, of course, this has a big impact on your identity.
Yeah. And offers certain kinds of possibilities that have to be careful about. You know, when you began to do that kind of gene editing, some people worry that you are changing what it means to be human.
That's the problem. Of course, the new industrial revolution offers us many opportunities, but it raises many fold questions on the ethical, but even legal implications. And we have to be prepared for it. And that's what we want to do in Davos next year.
Talk about technology and how the ways it can be deployed that contribute to growth rather than exacerbate unemployment. How will that implement itself?
It's a big question mark because there is a fear that technology, robots, just to take one.
Yeah. You get productivity from machines.
Exactly. And it replaces maybe the workforce or jobs faster than we can replace them with new jobs. Not everybody can be a robot polisher and so on. So there will be new jobs.
Not everyone can be a robot polisher. We kill you. Klaus Schwab later said Great Reset will lead to a fusion of your physical, digital, and biological identity controlled by them. And now they admit, okay, these Frankenshots do take over your body, do change your DNA. And it erases, of course, your immune system. What an assault. What a war. A modern 21st century war, and we're under it. We're in it. Okay. The biggest hoax where they've been caught with their pants down, and you know it was paid for, you know it was all controlled. National media just ready to pounce on this story out of Oklahoma. Thousands in the hospital, deaths, gunshot victims, pregnant women can't get in. They're all poisoned with ivermectin. Not one person was in the hospital. The hospitals have all gone public. It's all a hoax, all a lie. But you won't see the left retract it because this is psychological warfare against us, who is their enemy. This is a globalist takeover. It's a war.
In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages, and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com. Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena, and he's continuing to expose serious issues with the 2020 election. We need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made-in-American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds. And he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com, promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big.
This headline is not a joke. This is America in September of 2020. DC court sends man to jail for watching conspiracy theory videos online. Yes, it says the police did a spot check for, quote, compliance at his home and found him in his garage watching Rumble social media site, which they say is a conspiracy site. Also, he admitted to watching Mike Lindell's three-day cyber symposium. Yes, it was part of the conditions of his bail. The judge said he could not look at any videos questioning the election. No joke. And so they sent the Stasi to his house and caught him doing it. So now he's going into solitary confinement. Communism has come to America. The Republic has fallen.
In these insane times, I wouldn't mess around. I wouldn't screw around with your health and your immune system. I would do everything you can to boost your body's natural defenses and at the same time support those that are fighting the globalists and fighting to stop new lockdowns and tyranny. Well, you find all of that perfect storm at one place, InfoWarsStore.com. And great products that boost your body's natural defenses that have been sold out for months are back in stock, discounted 33 to 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with all the vitamins, minerals, amino acids. It's essential. Back in stock. Our concentrated turmeric formula, so good for your immune system and your body and for inflammation. Back in stock, discounted. We have X2, back in stock, discounted. We have Living Defense, back in stock, discounted. We have Pollen Block, back in stock, discounted. And, of course, we have our concentrated activated charcoal toothpaste, sold out for months. So boost your body's natural defenses and help fight the globalists all at one place. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, I do another live transmission. You can be an emissary. You can be a person that carries the fire of truth and liberty by telling your neighbors, your friends, your family, perfect strangers, that the truth lives at InfoWars.com/show and FreeWorldNews.tv. Write it on the back of a napkin, hand it to somebody. Give somebody a bumper sticker. Take action. Every order, whether it's for a $10 product or a $100 product at InfoWarsStore.com, it's a whole bunch of free bumper stickers and more with all sorts of great slogans like Arrest Fauci, InfoWars.com, The Media is the Virus, InfoWars.com, and so much more, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, so Friday evening, my phone starts ringing off the hook with different well-known media personalities saying, we're surprised you haven't covered this fake story out of Oklahoma where they're saying that all these thousands of people are sick and dying of liver failure from ivermectin, which isn't even true. And they said, it's fake. And so I went and started doing research because I missed that it had broken around the time I got off air Friday. And it was all over Rachel Maddow. It was all over CNN, MSNBC, all over. And the next day it was in newspapers all over the country. And so I got some of the reporters we work with, and she's going to be with us coming up bottom of the next hour, Christy Lee, to make some phone calls, do some things. Other people called the hospitals. We did as well. And the hospital chain that this doctor that was on the local TV station who first put up this disinfo put out a press release and said, it's not true. We haven't had one single person here that overdosed from ivermectin. So they put out this giant hoax story. And not one person had been in this hospital chain. Turns out the doctor had worked there a short time, hadn't worked there in months, and they have plenty of ambulances. They're not overwhelmed. None of it was true. The news clearly was picked. This is a globalist psyop for sure because people trust local news more. Then it's put out nationally everywhere. They jump on it and say, thousands in the hospital, liver failure, taking horse medicine. And none of it was true. It was all a lie. And notice here, the American Medical Association puts out a press release here last week on September 1st and says, do not take it. This is from the UN. This is from the WHO. They say it's not good. And so do the vaccine makers. Well, of course, because if you get hydroxychloroquine, if you get zinc and vitamin D3, if you get quercetin, if you get ivermectin, which is looking like it works the best, and it blocks the replication of these prion synthetic viruses, then you don't get the mass death and the intubations and the hysteria they want. Did people learn about this? This drug developed 50-something years ago in Japan and distributed by Merck here in the United States. So Joe Rogan's got a bunch of medical doctors he knows. Joe Rogan took Regeneron, which, by the way, is an approved thing and is basically cloned mouse white blood cells that are programmed and trained to go out and kill COVID. And it works in like 5-6 hours. I know a lot of folks have taken it. It's incredible. He goes out and does that. He goes out and does ivermectin. He's basically better a day later. They are pissed about that because they want the vaccine passport. They want the control. Now they're saying, just a week ago, it was 2 new boosters a year. Now it's 5 boosters a year because it doesn't work and it lowers your immune system and takes you over. Again, I'll cover that next hour. So if there's something else that's going to help you, something that costs $10 from a doctor, they've now got to threaten through the medical associations, doctors that prescribe this. Hospitals that do are having almost 100% success rates, just like Japan's National and Tokyo Doctors Association has come out and said. So this is so criminal that they're doing this and that they would put out a fake news report with a doctor that doesn't work there, and the hospital puts out a press release saying it's all a lie. By the way, the UN comes out with the American Medical Association and says it might cause nausea, it might cause diarrhea, it might have neurological effects if you take too much. Yeah, if you take an upper 1,000-pound horse and you weigh 100 pounds, it's the same molecule, though, if you get it from a doctor. And I'm saying consult a doctor. I'm not saying take this. I'm not your doctor. Go read your own research. I'll show you some studies here in a moment they don't want you to see about antiviral and the nature of this. I've had medical doctors on talking about it. They don't want the competition because they want you sick. They want you dead. They want to depopulate you. That's their own statements. I'll play Bill Gates saying it. Again, coming up next hour is going to be jam-packed, and I'm going to host the third and fourth hour tonight. So notice this is an approved drug. That's why you know about some of the side effects if you overdose. This was never approved, the Pfizer, the Moderna, the J&J, the AstraZeneca, all the rest of it. And even when they said 3 weeks ago it was approved, turns out it wasn't approved. They just extended the emergency authorization and said it might be actually approved in 2025, maybe. And then the head regulators all quit saying it was wrong that the head of the FDA overrode them and authorized it. But you don't see that on the news. You got to dig to find that. We've been proven right. We've been vindicated. You've been vindicated. We got to save lives and get all this information out. But they are scared of the truth. So let's read this. Here is the original local TV station report. Parents overdosing on ivermectin, backing up rural Oklahoma hospitals and ambulances. It says thousands are in there. Their organs are failing. They're dying. Here's the Rolling Stone retraction. It says the doctor has not worked at the location in over 2 months, NHS has not treated, that's that chain of hospitals, any patients due to complications related to taking ivermectin. This includes not treating any patients for ivermectin overdose. All patients who have visited our emergency room have received medical attention as appropriate. Our hospital has not had to turn away any patients seeking emergency care. It's all a lie. The photo is fake. Look at the fake photo of the people lined up trying to get medical care because of the evil ivermectin morons. Here's the press release actually from the facility. Here's what Rolling Stone has changed it to, just pictures of ivermectin now. My dad and mother had COVID. They didn't tell me. I went over there and they looked like they were dead. My dad, his oxygen was down at like 83. Supposed to be in the hospital at that. Got to the medical doctors, got him to the house within a few hours. That was it. We got ivermectin into him at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. By midnight, he was up running around eating and feeling like 90% better the next day. I told you, they delivered 6 pool chairs. And he likes to buy the cheaper ones you got to put together. He sat there in the living room and put them together. That's what ivermectin did. Same thing with my mother. And I, ladies and gentlemen, already had it, never made a big deal about it, and treated myself with ivermectin. That's why I knew, get your ass over there. And I had a medical doctor prescribe it to me out of Texas, who is very famous, and if he wants to go public at some point, he will. But he heads up a major medical group. I'll leave it at that. Major hospital. And I got the inhalable steroids, the other steroids you take as a pill. And now the media's like, call the FBI. He admits to steroids. It's not anabolic, you dumb leftist. It's not what Schwarzenegger takes. It's corticotropic. You know, like when your knees hurt, it kills inflammation, you dumbasses. What do you think the inhalers are, you stupid jackasses? You're the ones that are dumb horses or dumb jackasses. It's the same thing as a frickin' inhaler, you morons. It gets rid of inflammation. Most of the deaths from the Spanish flu, 50 million in 1918, 1917, were from an autoimmune response to the virus. But they'd had steroids, they'd have lived. Anyways, they don't want you knowing this. They want you, like Oscar De La Hoya, took the Pfizer shot, within a week of the second shot, can't breathe, may die. All right, I'm already ranting. I haven't gotten the local newscast and all the rest of it. It's just so damn criminal by these people. Dr. Zelenko was the first person to start using ivermectin I know of in March of last year. He treats over 30,000 Hasidic ultra-Orthodox Jews. Everybody he was able to get to lived. But a lot of his patients, they grabbed and took to nursing homes and wouldn't let him get in, and they killed them. But everybody he got to survived. 30 frickin' thousand people. So that's what's going on here. Oh, but the liberals make fun of, oh, he's a dummy. And everybody's a dummy because it's a depopulation operation. All right, I'm going to go to break. I'm going to start back in the next hour. We've got so much to cover. And then I'm going to get to Israel with the highest death rate and the highest illness rate with the highest vaccination rate. And just their plans, the endless lockdowns. A shot every month is their final plan. I told you that a year and a half ago. Now it's in the news. Now it's 5 shots a year. I mean, it's all going down, ladies and gentlemen. Please remember, InfoWarsStore.com, amazing supplements, amazing vitamins, things like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, amino acids, 33% off. I'm going to keep it at that, even though it's selling out. We have a lot of other great products as well, like Bazo Beats back in stock, Pollen Block back in stock, and a lot of great t-shirts and books at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization great reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a 6 month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only 2 things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
KFOR was used as the vehicle by the CIA. Oh, I know. It's declassified, actually, to put out the hoax for the UN that ivermectin is not an antiviral. But I'm going to show you the studies and more coming up here today. I'm not trying to look smart like Rachel Maddow. These are actually my glasses. I still have 2015 vision in the distance, but sometimes up close, I'm reading tiny print. I do. I'm getting used to wearing these. They're pretty good, actually. I just grabbed the first set of frames off the wall, but seriously, let's go ahead and at the optometrist, let's go ahead and go to some of this propaganda newscast that they've had to now. Well, the local station hasn't retracted, but Rolling Stone and others said, okay, we talked to the hospital. It's not true. No one ever came in. It's a total hoax. Here it is.
Just last week, we told you Tractor Supply stores across the state are sold out of the anti-parasitic drug ivermectin.
Tonight, we're hearing from a rural doctor treating Oklahoma patients who are overdosing on the drug meant for livestock.
News 4's Caitlin Ogle on the story.
There's a reason you have to have a doctor to get a prescription for this stuff, because it can be dangerous.
Dr. Jason McGellier saying patients are packing southeastern Oklahoma emergency rooms, taking ivermectin doses meant for a full-sized horse, believing false claims it could fight COVID-19.
The ERs are so backed up that gunshot victims were having hard times getting to facilities where they could get definitive care and be treated.
Something McGellier says is now backing up small-town ambulance systems, too.
All of their ambulances are stuck at the hospital waiting for a bed to open so that they can take the patient in, and they don't have any, that's it. But if there's no ambulance to come to the call, there's no ambulance to come to the call.
McGellier says many of his patients aren't even afraid of ivermectin, using it on their livestock. Now they're going to their local ag stores, ignoring the warning signs, and figuring out a dosage themselves.
So some people taking inappropriate dosages have actually put themselves in worse conditions than if they had caught COVID.
Suffering nausea, vomiting, muscle aches, cramping, and that's only in minor cases.
The scariest one that I've heard of and seen is people coming in with vision loss.
Even the manufacturer saying there's no scientific or meaningful evidence that ivermectin is effective against the virus, but many store shelves still empty.
You have to ask yourself, if I take this medicine, what am I going to do if something bad happens? What's your next step? What's your backup plan?
As Caitlin Ogle reporting, the doctor says if you're going to take a medicine this powerful, talk to your doctor about the dosage instead of researching on the internet.
That's the only part of the report I agree with, is you shouldn't go get this off the store shelf. You should research the dose with a doctor. I totally agree with that. But hey, it's free world. That's up to you. The left says you should be able to commit suicide, and even if you're just depressed, they should do assisted suicide. But, oh, they don't want you to take ivermectin. They want you to live now. And Bill Gates says he wants to get rid of you, but he wants you to live. You know what they call that report? They call that report horse shit. That's right, horse shit, horse pucky. Well, there you go. And here's the Rolling Stone correction. It says Dr. Piggyface has not worked at our location over 2 months. It's a chain of hospitals. They have not treated any patients due to complications related to taking ivermectin. This includes not treating any patients for ivermectin overdose. All patients have visited our emergency room, have received medical attention as appropriate. Our hospital has not had to turn away any patients seeking emergency care. But he had to keep saying, you're hurting people. You know, gunshot victims, it was elaborated on in other articles. I guess he must have done interviews with the newspapers. Oh, gunshot victims, pregnant women, you people, stop taking it. Stop taking it right now, you evil devils. All right, ladies and gentlemen, straight ahead, I will go where millions have gone before. I will ingest the dreaded horse paste. Straight ahead. The New York Times, by the way, said I need to be taken off the air for this. Of course you don't like competition, you WMD lying, murdering scum. Burn in hell, Phil. Burn.
Even more than Trump, Mike Lindell has been out there exposing the fact that the 2020 election was stolen. And his symposium was amazing. 90+% of the information was accurate and was damning and was groundbreaking. A few poison pills, a few pieces of disinfo were slipped in to try to discredit the whole thing. Folks, I'm surprised the conference even happened. They had infiltrators and others that really disrupted it and tried to shut it down because Mike Lindell is over the target. And you're over the target when you support his important investigation that is every American's right to do to contest an election if you think that there was issues. Look what the Democrats have done over the years. And he's continuing his investigations and continuing his work, so it's more important than ever to support what he's doing at MyPillow.com and to support InfoWars at the same time with promo code Alex. Up to 66% off on hundreds of amazing Made in America products at MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. So check it out today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
About a month ago, I felt the metaphysical energy turn towards victory, and I told you I thought victory was coming. We've seen some major victories in the last few weeks, and I'm praying to God for more. Thanks for joining us on this live Sunday transmission. We're about to expose the ivermectin suppression conspiracy.
Thanks to you kids, we now know the virus is a hoax.
They included flu, pneumonia, and other infections to boost the numbers.
Let's find out who is really behind it all.
Like President Trump is definitely behind one of these phantoms.
Xi Jinping? Dr. Fauci?
Like I thought doctors were supposed to help people, not scare them.
Microsoft's Bill Gates?
Not only a computer guy, he's a notorious vaccine pusher who wants to reduce the world's population.
I get it. So Bill Gates wanted to vaccinate everyone after Fauci convinced them there was a deadly disease outbreak. That's diabolical.
Yeah, that sounds pretty bad.
Don't worry, kids. These globalists won't get away with their pandemic hoax this time. Where they're going, they'll be locked up for a long good while in the big house.
Yeah. Better than a rock round at home.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to hour number two of the most censored, most demonized, most lied about transmission in the world. You are the ambassadors. You are the emissaries. You are the lightning in the wind that can take this information to others and share the articles, share the videos, and tell people. The resistance against tyranny lives at InfoWars.com. All right, let's get into it right now. If you just joined us, the CIA has always engaged in offshore propaganda and lies. And in 2012, you can type it in, it's in the Washington Post everywhere, Obama legalized domestic propaganda, which means lying. And then when Trump got in 2016, he never got control of it. Obama put it in the Defense Authorization Act for 2017 at the end of 2016, right before he left office, $2 billion to, quote, counter Trump and, quote, foreign disinformation. They then used that against the American people. They used that against Trump. And they had stay-behind networks embedded in the government to basically attack us and shut down the independent media. You can just type in and click web. It'll come up because it's older, the headline, Obama legalizes domestic propaganda, or Congress legalizes domestic propaganda. That's a continuation of Operation Mockingbird. So that's what they did, and they know national news doesn't have credit. Nobody believes it anymore. So instead they do it through late-night comedy. It's directed by the CIA now. That's come out in Congress. All the major shows, you can look it up, and a lot of local news gets paid. There it is. U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans. Yep, that was in Foreign Policy, a division of the Washington Post. So there you go, 2012, if I remember correctly. Let's check the date, make sure I'm correct. So all of this is going on. All of this is happening. And you've got the globalists not wanting you to know about ivermectin that is in all these major studies to be antiviral, not just what it was originally developed for to be anti-parasite. So what it does is it basically keeps things from growing, keeps things from dividing. A lot of studies out there showing it's also very, very anti-cancer. Now, a lot of poisons are anti-cancer. Chemotherapy is like fancy bug spray. It's not good for you either. So let's just be honest. You don't want to take ivermectin on a regular basis. It is a poison, okay? And you should consult a doctor before you take it. I worked for Jess Adkins, large animal vet, for 2 years. Even before that, when I was like 12, I worked for him a few summers as well. But I worked for a large animal vet. I'd probably given horses and cows, let's not exaggerate, 5,000 doses of this. I've served more than 5,000 cows and horses with ivermectin. I know all about it. I know human vets were taking it back then as an antiviral. I remember them telling me one time when I had the flu, I was like, I was out for a week, and Jess said, quit being a wimp. And one of the other vets he worked with said, just take this, and shoved it in my hand. And I thought they were messing with me. So this has been well known for a long time. I mean, I was like 16 when that happened. Okay. So I've been handling these green and yellow boxes with a horse on them for 30-something years. I know all about this. And the media loves to act like I'm crazy and I'm stupid. And I didn't grow up in some high-rise like Stephen Colbert and all these people and don't know how to do anything. Okay? So I know how to run electricity. I know how to skin a buck. I know how to run a trot line. I don't want to divert off and, you know, distract off. I've got a lot I want to cover here and a lot I want to get to. But my medical doctor gave me the prescription for these oral steroids that are not anabolic. They don't make your muscles big. They're anti-inflammatory. The left is calling for my arrest all over the internet now saying I've got steroids on air. Yeah, it's a different type of steroids, dumbasses. And then ivermectin. You can see my prescription right here. Alex Jones. Overhead shot, please. You see Alex Jones. This is Alex Jones's medicine, the evil Alex Jones. And it's all right there. That's ivermectin, which they keep saying is only for horses. This was prescribed because it's known to work, and this particular doctor has treated thousands of people with COVID-19. Thousands. So you can see that I've already run my regimen of this, but you can always, in my view, take a little bit more. Just don't take too much. It is a poison. You're really supposed to take 5 tablets a day. I took 2 on Friday. You can see that. And the mainstream media made a huge deal out of this, a giant deal out of this, and said, oh, I bet he's really vaccinated. He's sleight of hand and didn't take it. So when we come back, I'm going to show you, so we have plenty of time, up close with a document cam shot of me taking it out of the package and eating it. And because as a cherry on top, I'm going to put one of these pills, ivermectin, on top of the horse paste, which is the same molecule. And I have the paperwork in each package that shows the same molecule, the same drug right there. Though, yes, you want to take a much smaller amount. So I'm actually not going to take the whole thing. That was a joke earlier. You shouldn't do that. I'm going to just put a little pea-sized amount on there. That's what vets, you know, were doing 30-something years ago when I worked with them. And they take it because they know. Doctors take what works, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they do that. And veterinary doctors understand that animals are very similar to humans, you see, because that's why they test drugs on animals. So the idea that this is asinine is ridiculous. But let me just show you this before we go to break. And this is what I challenge the corporate media to show, but they won't. Look right here. Here's a tweet putting it out. You can go check it for yourself. It's from the NIH. It's absolutely amazing. 44 peer-reviewed ivermectin studies, 39 positive, and some journals still proclaim that none exist. So you can look that up and find all those studies. And now, here it is. Wow, CDC gives incoming refugees Nobel Prize-winning ivermectin. And our article actually has links to the CDC showing you. You know, notice in that newscast saying everybody's dying and all the hospitals are shut down and nobody can get help in Oklahoma, they showed no proof. Ivermectin for prevention and treatment of COVID-19 infection, a systematic review, meta-analysis, and trial sequential analysis to inform clinical guidelines, PubMed, NIH, peer-reviewed study, okay? Boom. You go to the NIH's front page, and they say, do not take it. You're not a horse. You actually type in ivermectin study, you get literally hundreds. And then it just goes on from there. Let me show you some more of these. A five-day course of ivermectin for the treatment of COVID-19 may reduce the duration of illness. NCBINIM.NIH.gov. I mean, that's right there. Literally hundreds of these things. It will make your head spin. Here's another one. View of the emerging evidence demonstrating the efficacy of ivermectin in the prophylaxis and treatment of COVID-19, the American Journal of Therapeutics. That's a very prestigious group. You got Oxford saying the same thing. You're not supposed to see this, folks. Here's another one from the NIH.gov. Wonder drug from Japan, the humans use perspective. And it just goes into all the known antiviral uses of it, specifically with COVID-19 as well. So you're not supposed to see this. You're not supposed to know this. I mean, why do you think all these prestigious doctors are saying this and doing this? Because it works. And they're saving people. And that's not supposed to happen. You're supposed to take deadly vaccines, get rid of your immune system, and then die. Like so many people are dying, and I've got all the statistics out of Israel where the majority of people that are dying in Israel have been vaccinated. Okay, so they're trying to hide this. They don't want you to know. We're going to cover it all when we come back, and I'll take the ivermectin. Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the info. War.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products. Alpha Power, even at 29, if you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it
there.
Definitely works. It's not a joke. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed. But they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda. But we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com. It's always critical, it's always vital, it's always essential to have enough high-quality vitamins and minerals in your body. That's why essential vitamins and minerals are called essential. You must have them. But in today's crazy times, it is more important than ever to stay on top of it. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion has been sold out for months and months and months. It's got all the essential vitamins and minerals and amino acids. It is 33% off while supplies last. X2's been sold out for a while. It's now back in stock. It's discounted while supplies last. We have this great concentrated turmeric formula. It's amazing. It's back in stock. They're all discounted 33 to 50% off while supplies last at InfoWarsStore.com. So I would not procrastinate. We are ready to ship these products to you right now. And there's a lot of other great products as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and boost your body's natural defenses and give the gift of health to friends and family that are not informed. It's up to us to take care of our friends and family. Please take action now.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Is the InfoWars store hotline. Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Is the InfoWars store hotline. Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Is the InfoWars store hotline. Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Is the InfoWars store.
Frank.
Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Is the
InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore. InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, that's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Thank you again for joining us on this live Sunday, September 5th global transmission. We have a investigative journalist joining us the next segment, blowing wide open. She's been interviewing the local TV station that lied and put out the hoax report that thousands were in the hospital, you know, their livers were failing from ivermectin. Not one person in that hospital chain there for ivermectin, no overdoses, not one patient. The doctor doesn't work there. It was all made up. Plenty of hospital beds, plenty of ambulances. Again, another corporate hoax. The Rolling Stone has had to retract putting out the hospital's press release. But where's MSNBC? Where's CNN? Where's the Young Turds? Where's the Sean Pecker and all these other people that have been out there lying and saying this happened because I took ivermectin last week on air prescribed by my doctor. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, for symptoms of COVID-19, knocked it right out and knocked it right out for my parents. And last segment, I showed you a bunch of mainline studies showing that. But here's the Rolling Stone retraction saying it was all a lie, a total hoax. And here are a bunch of the studies on the NIH website about it knocking out COVID-19 if you get to people early, basically 100%, absolutely incredible. Ivermectin wonder drug from Japan, antiviral, used to knock out Zika, used to knock out Ebola. That's why they tried it on this. They do not want you to know this information. So here's my prescription. I ended up having, you know, some left over. I got better before I needed it anymore, and I took this on air on Friday, and the leftist all said that I'm a liar. They went on to try to claim that, for some reason I'm having trouble opening this, for some reason they claimed that I didn't take it. They also love to lie. They absolutely love to lie over and over again and say, it's easy on Friday to do this. They love to lie and say that I'm vaccinated. Well, that's not a vaccine. The COVID-19 injections are not a vaccine. They're a gene therapy. And no, I would never take that. You're an idiot if you say I am. So here it is. Here's the pill. Overhead shot, please, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, there is the pill. There is the ivermectin container it came out of. There is my prescription with my name on it right there. And here is the spoon. And here is the paste, ladies and gentlemen, the exact same molecule saying, don't do this yourself, consult a physician. But I worked with a large animal vet for many years. A nice little dose for myself. Apple flavors. Let's get a little bit extra there. And then let's have a cherry on top. Okay, because you give a horse basically the whole thing. I weigh about, you know, a third of a horse or less. So I'll just. And there is the cherry on top. This is my personal decision. You should consult a physician, do not do this, but I want to show the corporate media. So look at this. Okay, and they're going to say it's sleight of hand. Watch, cut to me. Watch, see that? What? See that right there? Oh my gosh, that is absolutely hideous. They also, I don't know, go back to me. They also said that I was drinking a beer on air. No, that's Lime Topo Chico. Been drinking these for 30 years. Non-alcoholic, absolutely, that is delicious. So there you go. Bon appetit. Now they say you're going to turn into a horse. They say, oh, we're just joking when they say that. But it's a dumbed-down thing so the public doesn't talk to an alternative doctor or research antivirals or hydroxychloroquine or quercetin or zinc or vitamin D because they want you to only rely on big pharma and the gene therapies and the rest of it. That's what they want. They want you living in fear. They don't want you to see the studies. They want to basically keep you in the dark The same big pharma, just this week, a federal judge ruled that the makers of OxyContin, who admitted in their own documents they created it to addict people and got it approved for children, the head of the FDA currently did that. She also got fentanyl approved. What a monster. You know, these same people are now telling you that it's an approved vaccine when actually the head scientist quit and said they didn't really approve it. It's all a fraud. So these people are liars, and they don't want you to know about ivermectin that's won a Nobel Prize in 2015 and so much more. But I got to tell you, though, something's starting to happen. Something's starting to go on here. I mean, I don't know what's about to go down. I'm not quite sure. I mean, they told me not to take it. Oh, yeehaw, 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 yeehaw. I've turned into a Democrat. I took the ivermectin. Oh, no, Fauci's right. I didn't turn into a horse. I turned into a donkey. Yeehaw, yeehaw. I'm going to do it. Fauci says to take all five boosters, even though it doesn't protect me and gets rid of my immune system. I love Pfizer. I don't care if all these other countries have banned the shots they're using here. I love the world ID. I shouldn't have listened to other medical doctors or the studies I've got right here. They were lying that it was antiviral. I turned into a donkey. I love the liberals that work for Big Pharma and get paid to be influencers. Billions of dollars have been paid out. I could have been paid to tell people to take the shot. It would have saved them. But instead, I'm a donkey. Yeehaw! Yeehaw! The headlines will be, Jones has completely lost it. He now thinks he's a donkey. No, it's called having some fun. So anybody can go to the NIH website and type in ivermectin, and you'll get their press release saying it's deadly. Don't take it. Oh, my God. We love you. Take your Pfizer shots. And then you can go read the literal hundreds of studies on it, dozens on antiviral, and then realize what criminals they are at the top. But the number one scientist and the number two virologist, number one and number two, at the FDA were supposed to be over this, said this is all political, this is a lie, children shouldn't take any of these GMO shots, these are not really vaccines, and it's not really been approved, and we're against the booster shots. But what did Boris Johnson say when his own government came out and said don't do it? And the EU government came out and said, doing. They said, we don't care. We're going to override the scientists. Trust the science. Override their own pro-vaccine scientists in the EU, in the UK, in the United States that said, don't do it. So I turned into a donkey. Maybe you'll turn into a horse. Here it is.
Hello. I'm Mr. Red. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Ed. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Ed. People yakety-yak the street and waste your time of day. But Mr. Ed will never speak unless he has something to say. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And this one will talk till his voice is hoarse. You never heard of a talking horse? Well, listen to this. I am Mr. Ed.
Hee-haw! Hee-haw! Take your vaccines. Fauci loves you. We'll be right back with an investigative reporter who's about to expose the fake news story saying ivermectin is filling the hospitals with dead and dying. Stay with us.
In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, You need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages, and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years, and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena, and he's continuing to expose serious issues with the 2020 election. We need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made-in-American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds. And he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big.
This headline is not a joke. This is America in September of 2020. TC court sends man to jail for watching conspiracy theory videos online. Yes, it says the police did a spot check for, quote, compliance at his home and found him in his garage watching Rumble social media site, which they say is a conspiracy site. Also, he admitted to watching Mike Lindell's three-day cyber symposium. Yes, it was part of the conditions of his bail. The judge said he could not look at any videos questioning the election. No joke. And so they sent the Stasi to his house and caught him doing it. So now he's going into solitary confinement. Communism has come to America. The Republic has fallen.
Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, the factory can only get limited supplies, so again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last, until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product. We need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system. That's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You're listening to The Antidote for Fake News. It's Alex Jones.
All right, folks. Normally, we're just here live 4 to 6 p.m. Central, but we now have Sunday Live since the election. 6 to 8, and Owen normally hosts it, but I said, would you like the night off, partner? And he said, sure, because I've got a lot to cover. So we got a lot of big stuff coming up in the next 2 hours straight ahead after this transmission ends. If your local station doesn't pick up Sunday Live, they should, but if they don't, please ask them to. You can simply tune in to InfoWars.com/show or follow the live feeds at band.video. Okay, but right now you're watching the last 27 minutes of the Sunday version of the Alex Jones Show. And ladies and gentlemen, you talk about a fake news story all over the news Friday, Saturday, still all over the national news, that thousands in Oklahoma in a hospital chain, nowhere else, it's just one area, of people cannot get to the doctor. Pregnant women, gunshot wounds, car wrecks. Because there's not just this one news report. There's other reports interviewing this doctor, it turns out, doesn't work at the hospital, and they put a press release out of this group of hospitals. Not one person there for ivermectin overdose or toxicity or problems. And Rolling Stone, to their credit, did a retraction. Nobody else has done it, not Rachel Maddow, not the Young Turds, none of them. And they said the NHS chain has not treated any patients due to complications. That doctor does not work here. And they went on to say, no one has been here in relation to ivermectin. This includes not treating any patients for ivermectin overdose. All patients who have visited our emergency room have received medical attention as appropriate. Our hospital has not had to turn away any patients seeking emergency care. Repeat, there are no ivermectin overdoses here. And earlier I showed you a bunch of studies on the NIH website of its incredible antiviral properties with Zika, with Ebola, and now COVID-19. Christy Lee is an investigative journalist who quit her job out in California, or I guess got let go. She wouldn't play ball. And we've had a lot of whistleblowers here on air with us. She's a whistleblower. She's now moved to Texas and is independent at KLIM.news. And she is here with a report exposing KFOR, putting out this fake news in Oklahoma. I know you want to talk about this after the piece, but I'm glad you came in this weekend. I'm glad you got this report out.
Yeah, I mean, this story was a mess to begin with. Just so many, such poor journalism. So the fact that the NHS Sequoia came out with their statement after was just the cherry on top, because I was already working on just how poor this journalism was to have one source, and to be so vague about the hospitals. The original article didn't even say which hospitals were experiencing this.
It just said the name of the hospital chain.
It just said,
why didn't they go out and show it? Why didn't they talk to the hospital? Exactly. So you were working on it just to show that they hadn't checked it out. It was probably fake. And then while you're working on it, the news comes out, it is admittedly fake.
Exactly. And we followed up with the other hospitals that he's associated with. You're going to be interested to see how those phone calls went in the story, which I think we're going to be playing soon, correct?
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and roll your report. And again, I guess, have we posted this yet at Band.video, or is it just on your site, KLIM.news?
It will be posted. If it's not already, it will be posted very shortly.
Okay, fantastic. At Band.video. So here it is, folks.
Breaking, more media malfeasance. KFOR ran this story unvetted, and Rolling Stone, MSN, Yahoo News, and many others piled right on to report, using one doctor as their source, one who was fired from his last position. They put out en masse that people overdosing on ivermectin were clogging up hospitals, turning ambulances away, leaving those with gunshot wounds waiting for care. They ran with it with no data, no verification, no video that this was actually happening. But one hospital is now setting the record straight. NHS Sequoia posted this message. It says, although Dr. Jason McCallier is not an employee of NHS Sequoia, he is affiliated with a medical staffing group that provides coverage for our emergency room. With that said, Dr. McCallier has not worked at our Salisaw location in over 2 months. NHS Sequoia has not treated any patients due to complications related to taking ivermectin. This includes not treating any patients for ivermectin overdose. All patients who have visited our emergency room have received medical attention as appropriate. Our hospital has not had to turn any patients away seeking emergency care. We also called the other hospitals, as Dr. McCallier is listed as affiliated with. Arbuckle Memorial.
Have you been experiencing an increase in patients that have been overdosing on ivermectin?
No.
She just hung up on me.
And here is Integris Grove.
Well, surely someone can answer that question.
You can call on Tuesday and you can speak to administration, but I don't have anyone here right now. So.
Well, NHS Sequoia put a message up on their website addressing this issue. There's no statement addressing this.
Call on Tuesday and you can speak with the administration. Okay, thank you.
Just another example of the death of mainstream media. As the propaganda puppet play clamored to get control of the narrative, due diligence was lost. The story was a mess to begin with. After blasting Joe Rogan for using ivermectin and daring to get well, nearly every legacy media op described the drug as horse medicine. Except it wasn't. It was the human pill that's been prescribed to billions over decades. Then they doubled down with this story. People overdosing on the horse paste and clogging up hospitals. KFOR ran this even after running a story dated a week prior saying 11 people had called Center for Poison and Drug since May. 11 people over the course of 3 to 4 months? Does that sound like it would clog up hospitals? Were any admitted to ICU? Did anyone die? No. It says they complained of minor symptoms like nausea and diarrhea. No evidence found yet of any hospitals having a single case of ivermectin poisoning. Did they vet the story from anyone other than this doctor? This doctor who was let go from McAllister Regional Health Center for medical negligence. Did KFOR check for themselves if there was a backed up line of ambulances or backed up emergency rooms from ivermectin overdoses? Clearly not. The origin of this story, KFOR still hadn't updated the story a whole day after.
Okay, so basically KFOR is comfortable with having inaccurate news being shared because no one is able to update your story right now.
If you want to phrase it that way, I don't know the official statement or anything like that, but like I said, I'm in a different department.
Okay, well, I think that this charge is pretty important, and you may want to call a manager so that you can get this story updated so it's accurate and you're not misinforming your public.
So what's the truth about ivermectin, the human form, not the horse paste? Well, the news outlets parrot there's no evidence ivermectin is effective for COVID-19 treatment. The American Journal of Therapeutics analyzed data from multiple clinical studies assessing ivermectin as a potential treatment. But the FDA continues to warn against it, citing the danger of those who have self-medicated with the animal version. Could it have anything to do with the low cost of this human pill? Meanwhile, Japan is full steam ahead. Dr. Ozaki, chairman of the Tokyo Metropolitan Medical Association, declared that ivermectin has demonstrated significant benefits in reducing infections and deaths where the regimen is prophylactically administered for another indication. Could it have anything to do with India? Since April 28th, Indian medical officials started providing hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin to its massive population. The result? COVID cases have plummeted quickly since then. The media is failing us. They're not giving us the true story, the context. They're not examining conflicts of interest or holding those in power accountable. It's time to hold them accountable. For KLIM.News, I'm Christy Lee.
Well, great job, Christy. You've got a lot to talk about how the sausage was made working in regional news and local news. When we come back, we'll expose how this propaganda and lies got put out. But since we're here, here's an overhead shot from John Hopkins numbers. Here's India. First take the shots, they get really sick. Take ivermectin, almost no deaths or illnesses. Israel, most vaccinated, most shots, highest rate of deaths and illnesses. So just to back up what you're saying. But my big question, I want your answer when we come back, is this. How do they put this out on a local news channel that you're going to expose goes out actually nationally, and they knew it would? And how did they not think someone would call the hospital and discover it was all a lie? And how did this doctor not think that that would come out? And the answer is they knew the left would pick it up, and the left and the corporate media doesn't care. They're still going to keep reporting this even after they have to retract it. And that's why this is so serious. This is war. This is absolute deception, just like the PCR tests were lies, just like Fauci said 99% of people dying were unvaccinated. That was a giant lie. All of it is a lie. These people are going for broke because they're globalists at war with this country and with the truth. Stay with us. I'm not funded by George Soros. I'm not funded by the Democratic Party. I'm funded by you. We got great products you need. We got great stuff for your immune system and your body and just stuff that's essential for general health, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, and all the key amino acids for adults, children, old folks. You absorb more of it than pills because it's liquid form and it tastes great. Ready to ship to you now, 33% off, and VasoBeats back in stock. Great for your heart, great for your liver, cardiovascular, creates nitrous oxide in the blood, super beet concentrate, 50% off. Pollen Block back in stock, natural antihistamine, 40% off. And, of course, we have X2, totally essential deep earth crystal, iodine, it's discounted, and pure turmeric formula, the liquid extract as well, it's discounted and back in stock. Activated charcoal toothpaste and activated charcoal toothpaste mouthwash with all the essential oils, those are 33% off as well. You can call toll free 888-253-3139, or you can go to infowarsstore.com. We got a lot of great other products on the site as well, so be sure and check those out today.
Even more than Trump, Mike Lindell has been out there exposing the fact that the 2020 election was stolen. And his symposium was amazing. 90%+ of the information was accurate and was damning and was groundbreaking. A few poison pills, a few pieces of disinfo were slipped in to try to discredit the whole thing. Folks, I'm surprised the conference even happened. They had infiltrators and others that really disrupted it and tried to shut it down because Mike Lindell is over the target. And you're over the target when you support his important investigation that is every American's right to do to contest an election if you think that there was issues. Look what the Democrats have done over the years. And he's continuing his investigations and continuing his work, so it's more important than ever to support what he's doing at MyPillow.com and to support InfoWars at the same time with promo code Alex. Up to 66% off on hundreds of amazing made in America products at MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. So check it out today.
Around the world, the general public has woken up to the fact that this isn't a left or right issue. This is a global corporate Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, Great Reset takeover. This is a technocracy. But very few leaders, Orban, Bolsonaro, and just a few others, are addressing it for what it is to their people. A foreign, anti-human, anti-family, anti-God takeover of the very biological system of humans. This is a corporate takeover of our bodies, of ourselves, with the world ID, the medical tracking system that'll be tied to the carbon taxes. It's all been announced. It is a dystopic nightmare, and humanity is starting to organize, but our leaders aren't. We need Senator Paul and Senator Hawley and others that have shown some understanding of this, and Senator Cruz, to organize against this foreign multinational corporate takeover through big pharma, big banks, and big tech, or we have no hope.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed. But they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. You know, this really takes your breath away when the corporate media lies about WMDs in Iraq and knows it's true. The corporate media lies about our government going back to the 70s running the Taliban. That's why they just turned the country over to them. Because the globalists are undermining this country. Our borders, the globalists put China in power and made one-sided trade deals for 40 years to sell the country out. So we ask why this is happening. It's a globalist design. And so for folks that don't know how local and regional news works, we have a special guest investigative reporter here in studio with us who just did a great job, and I'm going to reintroduce her in a moment, but here's the question I was asking before we went to break about this whole Rolling Stone report and how they've had to retract, but even the local TV station that first broke it didn't. Now it's the London Guardian, biggest paper in the UK, probably in Europe. It's in the Japanese news. It's everywhere. All comes out of KFOR. How would they not check what this guy says? How would he think he was going to get away with it? Because this was done strategically with the American Medical Association as fake news. And I want to ask your opinion, Christy Lee from KLIM.news, of why you think they would do something this reckless and now refuse to even correct their story.
I think it's two things. I think number one, it's money. And the number two, you know, retractions never get as much coverage or attention as the original story. So they knew they could get away with this. This is a clear violation of vetting a story. You had a doctor, one source for your story that you did not even vet to find out that he was fired from his last job for medical malpractice. I don't think they really cared. They just wanted to put this narrative out that ivermectin overdoses were filling hospitals.
And to be clear, you were told by a source that he was fired from medical malpractice.
You can look it up. You can find the documentation, which is included in the story that we just ran. You can see the screenshot of the fact that he was
fired. I know
his
ratings are very low online. So again, they know what they're doing. You explained during the break. They know, leaving that story up, they're making probably hundreds of thousands of dollars, biggest story in the world for several days. And so they know it's a fraud. They're just leaving it up to demonize people that don't want to die of COVID-19 and to demonize the doctors and the scientists that know it's working.
Absolutely. I think it is money driven, but there's a couple points I want to make with this. So they put this story out and it gets shared and it comes out that it's a false, totally bogus story. Rolling Stone retracts it, but then they keep the headline, which is still misleading, knowing people won't continue to read the full story. All they did was include the NHS Sequoia statement, but they didn't change the headline, and then they finally changed the bogus picture. But what you have here is KFOR has this bogus story out there. I called them. I said, why is this still up? Why haven't you corrected this? And they're like, oh, well, no one's here to fix it right now. I was like, don't you think you should call your manager to maybe prioritize not misleading your public? Oh, we'll try and do that. But here's the bottom line. As long as they keep that story up there, it's going to get shared by other national sources and all over. So they're getting hits. They're also getting all the hits from people like me that are like, when are they going to update this story? So website hits, the shares, all of it leads to more increased ad revenue. So I do think this is, and I don't believe them, by the way. You are telling me that you don't have one person in your newsroom on a weekend that can update your web story? Are you kidding me?
Well, by the way, I was already on their site today. They're updating the site today.
So they obviously are not prioritizing fixing this totally bogus story.
And explain to people, too, how what they put out via the network they're on went to hundreds of other stations.
Okay, so here's the other point I wanted to make. What happens is KFOR is owned by Nexstar Media Group. So what happens is when they put out a story, everybody that Nexstar owns, so all your local stations across the country are then disseminating that same story, the same, like pretty much copy-paste. Then what happens is you have places like MSN, Rolling Stone, Yahoo News, tons of others that are picking up and sourcing, saying, according to KFOR News in Oklahoma, this is what's happening. So what you had is one bogus story that has then had the outreach of every local news story across the country that's owned by Nexstar and the like, and nationally, and you've had.
And so they're probably making millions of dollars off this lie, and then Big Pharma's making billions because then people won't go out and talk to medical doctors and get this or protect themselves, and then they'll end up dying. I mean, this is really cold-blooded, and they did this with hydroxychloroquine. They've done this with zinc. They've done this with vitamin C. They've done this with all these other things, and they've just fought to suppress all treatments because if there's any treatment that has any efficacy, then they don't get emergency authorization for these vaccines.
I noticed that the other hospital said no, and I got hung up on. I think they're getting inundated with phone calls, too. But here's the hypocrisy of it. You have a Biden administration that says, dirty dozen, these people are spreading disinformation, 12 people, and then not recognizing that a news station, a local news station, has the power to disseminate a massive more reach of bogus information, and that just gets ignored and doesn't get covered. And obviously, the bogus news is still on their website, not updated. And I was a reporter at my last station. I knew how to update a website. So surely there's somebody at that station, not necessarily a web person, but they would still know how to update their website. So it's really hard to believe that they're doing this for money, but that's what it appears to be.
Absolutely.
Well, not only the money, like you said, the sinister reason of they just want to suppress this information that could be life-saving.
One quick note, because I forgot to get it during the break. You guys bring me that piece of report I asked you to print me during the break so that I can tell people what's coming up next hour, because I want to be very accurate about it and specific. Thanks. Here's two things I want to hit right now with you, Christy. And this is an article out of Zero Hedge that quotes Glenn Greenwald, who I think is a really great reporter and a very honorable man, just like Senator Paul or others on the right. He's a liberal I respect. Rolling Stone issues update after horse dewormer hit piece debunked. And it quotes Glenn Greenwald. That's the same reason the hardcore Dem Party media loyalists, led by the usual Rachel Maddow, spread this fake story all over based on what appears to be a fraudulent source without checking. Fake news is 100% acceptable if done with good political motives. And that's exactly it. They think it's okay when they do it. Meanwhile, I've made a few mistakes over the years, but I've never tried to lie on purpose. We're about 98% accurate. Though you watch corporate media, when it's something political, most of the time it's a total lie, the opposite of what's really happening. And again, look what Rolling Stone did. They put this fake photo of people lined up, not able to get in the hospital, and told them this is people in Oklahoma when it wasn't. That's beyond a fraud. I mean, that is premeditated lies right there, ladies and gentlemen.
And what's sad about it is that they did.
And now they've changed. I was going to say what you're saying. Now they've changed it just a shot of a package of ivermectin.
But so they know how, I mean, they're counting and banking on people being so stupid to not realize that that picture was fake, because you have people in coats in September in Oklahoma. That was never going to be.
It's 105 degrees in North Texas, because that's what Oklahoma is, North Texas.
They don't even do a good job. But they know that there's enough people that are going to fall for this.
By the way, Oklahoma used to be North Texas. That's why I make the joke. I love Oklahoma. It is North Texas, though. So Christy, where do you see this going? Because this is just in-our-face corruption.
Well, I think that Dr. Robert Malone puts it best. He continues to call it the noble lie. These people that are defending misinformation, demonizing ivermectin, they're doing it because they're upholding what they're calling the noble lie. They're doing it to try and get more people to take vaccines. But it's just like, it does make you wonder the sinister nature of suppressing a drug that is working in India and working in Japan and other places. I mean, besides,
they are gaslighting us. I mean, the NIH website has hundreds of studies, and 40 something are on its antiviral properties, and 39 out of 44 are positive. I mean, wow. I mean, you can read the damn reports.
And that's another thing. If you go to NIH website and you search ivermectin, you can actually find all of these studies that are very positive. Meanwhile, you have local news affiliates and national news saying there's no evidence, no study that says that it doesn't work, when you can find it yourself. But they're banking on the fact that they're...
And that's the telltale sign. We show you the video clips we talk about. We show you the NIH website on air. Right now, people are seeing it where they have studies saying what we're saying. We show you neurotically everything we say. They show you nothing, and that's always the telltale line.
Well, it's because they know they can count on their co-conspirator, Google, because when you search ivermectin on Google, you get completely different results.
Christy, that is beyond key what you just said. You got legacy dinosaur media with big tech suppressing the truth, and they lie because they think they can get away with it, because big tech censors people like you and I, and then they also control the search results, and that's why they dare to engage in fake news like this, because they think that the majority of people aren't learning that they're lying. They think the retraction will never get to the people, and that's what the listeners of this show and the viewers have to realize. It's a war for our future and freedom. Get the report out. It'll be posted soon at band.video and freeworldnews.tv, and give them your website one more time.
KLIM.news.
All right, folks, I'm going to come back. Thank you so much, Christy. I'm going to come back and cover some more news. And then I did a very powerful report 2 weeks ago. It went super viral because I was pretty calm and very nice during it. It's an hour and a half long, and it got banned. And so the fellow that interviewed me said, hey, please air it on your show. We will. And it's also going to be posted at band.video. Again, I was interviewed by Jack Ducey. He did a great job. See the powerful, in-depth, wide-ranging Alex Jones interview censored by YouTube. If your local stations don't carry this next show, you'll find us at band.video, infowars.com/show. I'll be back in the next 2 hours, in 2 minutes.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex. Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.